We're looking at this astounding idea, my friend, that we praise God for trouble and tribulation, Romans chapter 5, verses 3 and 4, and we're exploring the six reasons to praise. And here we're going into the, the fourth one now. So stay with me, Colin Cook here, and How It Happens, thank you for joining me today. Here's a broadcast that trains your faith, how faith happens, and also how God's grace happens, because we're talking about the love of God, what He has done in Christ to take care of our sins, atone for them, to bring us back to the Father through Him. Ah, it's an incredible message, my friends, and I never cease to tire. I mean, I never cease to wonder at it. I never tire at this message. So, let's look at it. We rejoice in our troubles. That is not rational. Don't try to approach it from a position of reason. It will, your emotions will balk at the idea, but as you go by faith and start congratulating yourself, because that's the idea there, we exult in our tribulations, and praising God in your trouble, as you begin to do that, for the troubles that you go through, and the temptations and the failures, you will begin to see a new life opening up. Now, based on what I said yesterday, you may say, well, let's just review for a quick minute. One, we praise God because He's worthy of praise. This is not a technique we are entering into. Our Father is worthy in the light of all that He has done. He has become our friend. He has become a father of the fatherless. He has loved us and set a home in our hearts. Second, we praise Him because He's given us His righteousness. He has counted it to us so that we have a way of resisting the accusations of our minds, which those accusations, you know, are very, very powerful without the truth of what God has done and praising for it. The third reason we praise is that Christ has gained the victory over Satan. The battle, the victory is already won. We do not try to win our victory, but by faith to enter into His victory. Yet, how, you might think, can the victory be already won when the outcome of temptation is so uncertain from day to day? I mean, it's unnerving. In fact, damn demoralizing to praise God that the victory is won when we fall so often and disappoint ourselves by demonstrating that our praise is a sham, isn't it? But you see, this leads us to the next reason to praise. The fourth reason for praise is that God our Father, in His great love for us, has shown us specifically what that victory is which Christ has won for us. Now, this is where the book of Romans is astounding. There is no other book like it in the Bible. There is no other book like it outside of the Bible. It is as if the Holy Spirit came into Paul's mind and said, Paul, I want you to explain to the people, to my children, in detail what the victory is that our Savior Jesus Christ has won. And so Paul does this in an incredible way, so that our faith can learn how to trust Him and to counter our doubts. Now, we're going to go into these details in chapters 5, 6, 7, and 8, in future days, weeks, and months. But let me say for the present, the four forces ranged against Christians have been rendered powerless by the cross of Christ. What four forces are they? Well, they're outlined here in Romans chapters 5, 6, 7, and 8. The power of wrath in chapter 5, the power of sin in chapter 6, the power of law in chapter 7, and the power of death in chapter 8. Satan, without our faith knowledge, will use these powers to bring us down. He will say God is wrathful with you, He's sending you to hell, He's judging you. That's wrath. And then he will say, you are helpless under the power of sin. You can never get out of this problem. That's chapter 6. You are condemned by the law, and you ought to be ashamed of yourself. That's chapter 7. And What is the point of doing anything because everything you do turns to dust and powder and defeat? You're hopeless, you're useless, you're a loser. That's the power of death, chapter 8. Now all of this, if we believe it, leads the mind to fall into the terrors of abandonment, that's wrath, helplessness, that's sin, condemnation, that's law, and despair, that's death. I mean, that's a knockout punch, let me tell you. But when faith learns to praise God, now listen to me, that the power has been taken out of these forces by Christ, then our sins gradually lose their hold over us. Because it is the continuing belief that these forces ranged behind our sins still have power that continues to give sin its strength. You, my friend, and I, not just sins, though, but the circumstances of life and all the problems we go through and our health and our wealth and all the rest of it and our friendships, we are able to say, Father, there is no power in these things to harm me anymore. I praise you that you have taken the forces behind the world away. In Christ, they're still there in the world for everybody who doesn't believe, but in Christ. And these four forces are not ranged against me. But in fact, wrath, sin, law, and death that were ranged against me now become instruments to draw me to you. This is how it works, you see, my friend. This is how we go forward. So when temptation comes, we praise God. Well, let me say we train ourselves to praise God, because sometimes we just don't feel like praising God. We want to withdraw and just go hell for leather into it, you know. But when temptation comes, we learn to praise God, that he is not abandoning us in it. That's the power of wrath, you see, because Christ has reconciled us to the heart of our Father. And when temptation seems so intense, we praise God that we're not helpless under it. That's the power of sin, you see, because what makes temptation intense is not primarily the temptation itself, but the fear of God's abandonment and condemnation under it. And these don't exist anymore for those trusting in Jesus, you see. And because the power of condemnation is removed, that's the law, you see, we give thanks to God that whether we overcome or fall, we are not condemned. And therefore his love is not removed. And so we gather courage to keep going. And when even courage fails, that's one of the powers of death, you see, after endless falls into addictive behavior, we weakly praise God from the bottomless pit of despair that Christ is our resurrection life, even though we are dead. And so our spirit of faith is renewed. It does not give way under the trials of life, because we know that the victory over this world that's already won in Christ over the forces that would, without him, break us down, it's won. It's already there. That's why David is able to say, "Thou restorest my soul." All right. Now there's a fifth reason for praise to God. And it's that since Christ, by his victory for us at the cross, has rendered powerless the forces opposed to us, nothing can now be against us, and conversely, it's for us. Everything is for us. To put it another way, I remember my dad used to say this, "Keep going, son, everything in our favor is against us." But the truth was the very opposite, wasn't it? Everything against us is actually in our favor. This is why Paul is able to say, with all this in mind, if God is on our side, who can be against us? Who will bring a charge against those whom God has chosen? Now, we're going to go into all detail on this as we get there. Who will pronounce judgment? Not Christ, who died, or rather rose again. Not Christ, who is at God's right hand and pleads our cause. Then what can separate us from the love of Christ? Can affliction or hardship? Can persecution, hunger, nakedness, danger, or sword? We are being done to death for your sake all day long. And yet, through it all, overwhelming victory is ours through him who loved us. Not we have gained this victory, he gained it for us. For I am convinced that there is nothing in death or life, in the realm of spirits or superhuman powers, in the world as it is or the world as it shall be, in the forces of the universe, in heights or depths, nothing in all creation that can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's Romans, of course, chapter 8, verses 31 to 39. Now, my friends, I can preach this and teach this to you on the radio and sound as though I'm absolutely triumphant in this kind of realm of praise. No, I'm not. I'm often downpressed, depressed, defeated, exhausted, frustrated, anxious, perplexed, worried. And I have to keep coming, just as you do, by faith to him and saying, Father, no matter what this appears to be, the victory is already won by my Savior Jesus. As we put faith in his victory, curiously enough, that victory begins to proliferate through our lives. Now, we'll always be struggling with something. We'll always be defeated on one level or another. But that's the fun of faith. That's the delight of faith. That's the adventure of faith. That's the experimental nature of faith, that we begin to apply it to another realm of our lives as we keep on going. There's a sixth reason for praise. I'll talk about that tomorrow. But the point is, we learn slowly that tribulation is not against us. It produces. In 5 verse 3, not only that, we also glory or congratulate ourselves or exult in tribulation, knowing that tribulation produces. No longer does it prevent, my friend, for those who have faith. It produces. I need your help for this second third of the month, my friend. If you could possibly drop a check in the mail to help with postage for the CD and the printing of the titles on the CDs that I send out to you. So if you could help, please do so. Send your check to Faith Quest, P.O. Box 366, Littleton, Colorado 80160. That's Faith Quest, P.O. Box 366, Littleton, Colorado 80160. No large corporations, Christian corporations, are behind this ministry, my friend. You are. You are the backbone of it. You are the corporation, as it were. And so, your support is enormously appreciated, especially during this pinch time between the beginning and the end of the month. If you'd like to take care of your donation by credit card, you can call me at 303-738-8694, 303-738-8694, and I'll take off what amount you wish me to take off your card for you. If you want to take care of it by PayPal, you can do that by going to the website, faithquestradio.com, faithquestradio.com, and you can hear these broadcasts any time of the day or night, not just during this particular radio broadcast time. You can hear them anytime on the web, faithquestradio.com. I do appreciate your support. Let the Spirit of God speak to you as to what you can afford, whether it's $10 or $50, $20 or $100, $30 or $80, whatever it may be, whether it's just $5. Don't get guilty feelings. Don't get anxious. Simply act freely out of your spirit as to what you can donate. Thank you so much. I'll see you next time, my friend. Cheerio, and God bless you.